Chapter 4. Keeping and exceeding watch over our passions of every kind, as well those of joy and satisfaction as those of sorrow and anger. We were somewhat disordered by these extravagances among our new guests for the first day, but after they had retired to lodgings provided for them as well as our ship would allow, and had slept heartily as most of them did, being fatigued and frightened, they were quite another sort of people the next day. Nothing of good manners, or civil acknowledgments for the kindness shown them, was wanting. The French, it is known, are naturally apt enough to exceed that way. The captain and one of the priests came to me the next day, and desired to speak with me and my nephew. The commander began to consult with us what should be done with them. And first, they told us we had saved their lives, so all they had was little enough for a return to us for that kindness received. The captain said they had saved some money, and some things of value in their boats, caught hastily out of the flames, and if we would accept it, they were ordered to make an offer of it all to us. They only desired to be set on shore somewhere in our way, where, if possible, they might get a passage to France. My nephew wished to accept their money at first word, and to consider what to do with them afterwards. But I overruled him in that part, for I knew what it was to be set on shore in a strange country, and if the Portuguese captain that took me up at sea had served me so, and taken all I had for my deliverance, I must have been starved, or have been as much a slave at the Brazils as I had been at Barbary, the mere being sold to a Mohammedan accepted. And perhaps a Portuguese is not a much better master than a Turk, if not in some cases much worse. I therefore told the French captain that we had taken them up in their distress, it was true, but that it was our duty to do so, as we were fellow creatures, and we would desire to be so delivered, if we were in the like or any other extremity. That we had done nothing for them, but what we believed they would have done for us, if we had been in their case, and they in ours, but that we took them up to save them, not to plunder them, and it would be a most barbarous thing, to take that little from them which they had saved out of the fire, and then set them on shore and leave them, that this would be first to save them from death, and then kill them ourselves, save them from drowning, and abandon them to starving, and therefore I would not let the least thing be taken from them. As to setting them on shore, I told them indeed that was an exceeding difficulty to us, for that the ship was bound to the East Indies, and though we were driven out of our course to the westward a very great way, and perhaps were directed by heaven on purpose for their deliverance, yet it was impossible for us willfully to change our voyage on their particular account. Nor could my nephew, the captain, answer it to the freighters, with whom he was under charter, to pursue his voyage by way of Brazil, and all I knew we could do for them was to put ourselves in the way of meeting with other ships homeward bound from the West Indies, and get them a passage, if possible, to England or France. The first part of the proposal was so generous and kind they could not but be very thankful for it. But they were in very great consternation, especially the passengers, at the notion of being carried away to the East Indies. They then entreated me that as I was driven so far to the westward, before I met with them, I would at least keep on the same course to the banks of Newfoundland, where it was probable I might meet with some ship or sloop, that they might hire to carry them back to Canada. I thought this was but a reasonable request on their part, and therefore I inclined to agree to it, for indeed I considered that to carry this whole company to the East Indies would not only be an intolerable severity upon the poor people, but would be ruining our whole voyage, by devouring all our provisions. So I thought it no breach of charter party, but what an unforeseen accident made absolutely necessary to us, and in which no one could say we were to blame, for the laws of God and nature would have forbid that we should refuse to take up two boats full of people in such a distressed condition, and the nature of the thing, as well respecting ourselves as the poor people, obliged us to set them on shore somewhere or other for their deliverance. So I consented that we would carry them to Newfoundland, if wind and weather would permit, and if not, I would carry them to Martinico, in the West Indies. The wind continued fresh easterly, but the weather pretty good, and as the winds had continued in the points between northeast and SE, a long time, we missed several opportunities of sending them to France, for we met several ships bound to Europe, whereof two were French, from St. Christopher's, but they had been so long beating up against the wind, that they durst take in no passengers, for fear of wanting provisions for the voyage, as well for themselves, as for those they should take in, so we were obliged to go on. It was about a week after this, that we made the banks of Newfoundland, where, to shorten my story, we put all our French people on board a bark, which they hired at sea there, to put them on shore, and afterwards to carry them to France, if they could get provisions to victual themselves with. When I say all the French went on shore, I should remember, that the young priest I spoke of, hearing we were bound to the East Indies, desired to go the voyage with us, and to be set on shore on the coast of Coromandel, which I readily agreed to, for I wonderfully liked the man, and had very good reason, as will appear afterwards. Also four of the seamen entered themselves on our ship, and proved very useful fellows. From hence we directed our course for the West Indies, steering away S and S by E for about 20 days together, sometimes little or no wind at all, when we met with another subject for our humanity to work upon, almost as deplorable as that before. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.